B-Pod Studios.
Okay.
Florida has more shark attacks than Hawaii?
I believe that.
Why?
Why would Hawaii have shark attacks?
Because it's colder water and you get more...
Hawaii's colder water?
Oh, no, I guess not. Well... I've never been to Hawaii.
It's
part of the Pacific, which is colder.
Yeah, but I think, like, the Hawaiian Islands is, like, tropic. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast, everyone. You are privy to a behind-the-scenes conversation between Loren and myself. Roy jumping in now. She is all in on shark attacks.
She's been stuck on shark attacks for quite some time.
Like 3 weeks.
Let's be clear. Ain't enough meat on you for a shark to be interested. You are clean and safe.
But I'm on a huge board when I paddle, when I do my stand-up paddleboard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did see something on Shark Week that shows what a person on a paddleboard looks like. You look like a turtle.
I know. We look like a fish piece food. Of meat. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, that's what the shark sees.
And I think I'm afraid to get bumped on my board now, because if I get bumped, like, the whole thing's over. I mean, the paddleboard's getting hung up. I'll probably die because I'll freak out and fall into the water and then get eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
And by the way, the shark only takes bites out of people. Like, there's never been a story where a shark fully ate a person. They don't like flesh. They don't like the taste of human flesh.
You didn't hear about the girl in the Bahamas?
What about her? She got eaten fully?
Her poor family watched her get torn apart by 3 sharks.
Well, that's different. That's different. You know what I mean? My point is that, like, from what I've heard on Shark Week is that they don't like the taste of human flesh. So they take a bite, then they bail.
Yeah.
They want fish, like us. They like sushi.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. They want sushi. They're out there getting the latest sushi roll, yeah. Man.
Well, not to scare anyone, but South Carolina came in at number 3 on the shark attack list, and then North Carolina at 5.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you always see stories about sharks at the Outer Banks. I love that one video that was going around either last summer or the summer before where a shark was in the inlet. Somebody was fishing off their dock, and all of a sudden a huge shark came up and bit the fish that they were using for bait.
I saw one try to jump into a fishing boat. Roy just did a blog about sharks, and then I did one about sharks, too, because I've got, like, 2 shark tracking apps on my phone. I take my phone with me when I paddleboard, and I can only imagine getting a push notification that there's a shark in my area while I'm on my board.
And then it'll sound like this. Hold on.
Like the manatee?
Yeah, the manatee attack. The awesome manatee attack that the audio.
Oh, my God!
That's exactly what it would be.
That's Loren. She just got over the shark. There's currently a shark off the coast of Carolina is living right now. A big boy.
That shark tracker that I use isn't working. That app.
No, there's a new one.
Okay.
It's called Sharktivity.
Okay. It's called Baby Shark. I don't know. I don't have a fear of sharks, but then again, I'm not out on the paddleboard.
Honest to God, I grew up in Florida. I never had a fear of sharks until like 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
What's your fear, Roy?
When it comes to oceans?
Yeah, or maybe just you're a rat. Okay, oceans.
What's the riptide thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That scares me because I don't know how to spot it, and I don't think I'd understand when I don't know what it would feel like. And I just read a really sad story where a dad, saved his daughter's life. She was in the riptide. He ended up getting her out, but he ended up getting swept away.
Mm.
And that scares me because I don't know what that – I've never experienced. I don't know what it's like. And Lord knows that I'm going to break every rule when I experience a riptide, and I probably will be swept away. So. But that's my ocean fear. I'm not afraid of sharks or nothing.
No,
like
me
that.
Neither. My fear is squid. I don't like squid.
What?
Yeah.
They're not around.
They're weird, dude, and what? They'll suck you. And
what do you mean suck you? They're down at the bottom of the ocean.
They will ink you.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like them.
People fish with squid.
Wait, squid's not hanging around. That's like a deep, dark thing, right?
Buddy, who knows? I don't know. You know, they say sharks aren't around either. Then all of a sudden, sharks are everywhere.
Okay.
It's like a shark soiree this summer.
I just downloaded the squid tracker.
Well, you got to watch out for the squids.
Hey, good conversation, but let's talk about today's show, because that's what the Rap Party Podcast is all about. It's your companion to the live show that happens 6 to 10, Monday through Friday.
It was mediocre at best.
I can't remember what the hell we did.
That should tell you what type of show we had.
I'll tell you what's funny. You know what we should talk about is it's National Intern Appreciation Day.
Yep.
And we we have a wonderful internship program. Thanks to Roy for help molding it. And then Nicole for jumping in and now running it. Mm-hmm. But we have every semester we get a cast of interns. We just think about the interns that have come through our doors mm-hmm. here at the Manny Roy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Show mm-hmm. like people that stick out for me are like intern Napoleon from years ago, who kind of reminded us like Napoleon Dynamite,
major character.
Intern Adam Driver. Mm-hmm. Two semesters ago,
yep,
came through.
We had intern Anthony with an I, who's now working in radio, and he was a big character.
Yeah, he works for a company.
Who is the intern who went to go get Starbucks and got into an accident in the parking lot?
Oh, Anna East.
Anna East. Anna East was a really good intern. But this summer's internship crop is funny because there's two interns in particular, Lindley and Shannon, who self-admittedly are not even trying to get airtime. Like a lot of interns will try and get airtime. They'll try and hang around the studio to get on the air, and that's fine. That's what you should do.
Yeah, these cats don't even want to talk, even when they're in the studio with us, left alone on the radio.
Off mic,
they don't even want to. They're like, hey, yeah, I don't know. Well, it's hot, you know.
In fact, we invited intern Cookout, a.k.a. intern Josh, to the studio with Shannon today. They were the two interns in here on the air when we were live. We said, come in, and we want to thank you. And Josh did all the talking, and Shannon was like,
mm-hmm. When you have Lindley and Shannon in the same room, it is the best thing that's ever happened because they both go, well, you know.
Do they have an internship podcast? Lindley and Shannon did one?
They did.
What? That's must listen to.
What?
But I guarantee you, you can't tell who's speaking because they're like one person.
I'm so listening to that on my way home today. That's going to be my commute.
Is it posted and everything? Oh, okay. I got to find it.
Yeah. So what do you? Can people find it on the app, internship podcast?
Yep. Just search the internship podcast.
It's the two most shy people
with an internship doing in the podcast. Public eye.
Yeah. We had one intern named Intern Bashful.
Oh, yeah. But and then when he left, he was texting me all the time. He's not so bashful anymore. Bashful.
You know how some people have more of a personality on social media than in person? Yes. I think that was Intern Bashful.
Okay.
Yes, I agree.
Because I follow him and I like to follow him now.
He's fabulous. Yeah.
And we had a kid from App State called Intern Preppy who turned out to be my Uber driver one day, and I said, oh, this is so funny, you're actually driving me to Loren's house. And we got there, he put it in park and goes, I have a pickup, but they'll wait, I want to go say hi to Loren. And we walked into Loren's house, and Dallas is like, oh, who's this? I was like, my Uber driver. He's coming in.
That's awesome.
Dallas is probably like, does he need to use the bathroom?
No, he's
what
coming
is he
in
doing?
Said, no, he used to be our intern. He's waiting for, and baby Cash was young. I think you were feeding him and putting him down, so you never met him. He had to eventually leave.
Yeah, and this was a party at my house. Like, homeboy just rolled into my party.
Yeah.
You probably loved the fact your Uber driver came in.
Yeah, here he is. What are some other interns that stuck out for us? Think all the way back.
Well, the first two probably had to stick out the most because of how blunt the one was. Sam and Brandon.
Oh,
App State
the guy who did the rock opera and the girl who was very controlling.
And he was a Wiccan, too.
He was a Wiccan. Yeah. That was a strange initial bunch.
And that was a great group because we did the intern talent show because they were so different. So, like, on this crop, you couldn't really do too much because you're going by their personalities. You know, there's Preston who got questioned by the cops because he fell asleep at a gas station and they thought he was on drugs and he wasn't. He was just exhausted.
But we're too afraid to put him on the radio because he openly admitted that he killed a squirrel with a shovel or something.
Chopped a chicken's head off.
Chopped a chicken with a.
Yeah, he has a fear of chickens. And he's like, one came at me and I chopped its head off.
We're like, okay, well, that's great to put you on the show.
Yeah, unless you work at the Tyson Chicken Factory, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you guys have an intern at your work, just maybe buy him lunch today. Give him a cookie like we did.
Do you know what Roy did today to appreciate our interns?
What'd he do?
He tried to steal a blog.
I did.
Oh.
They wrote some wonderful material. And typically they get to sign it with their name so everybody can see the work that they do. I really did. It was a good blog, and I was like, I'm going to try to steal it.
That's funny.
It didn't work. The computer wouldn't let me steal it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, so today's show is actually really good. We had a lot of fun stuff. We talked about secrets to your jobs. Mm-hmm. We had a great War of the Roses that included a major revenge segment where we asked how you got back at a cheater.
Yeah.
Heather is going to use all of Jeff's gas points from Harris Teeter while he's away at work. He can't use them all.
And throw his trophies away.
Yeah, his high school wrestling trophies.
It's weird for anyone to have that.
Amanda threw mine away. I was 35.
Yeah, why?
Well, those weren't high school trophies. Well, some of them were high school, but I got the Lake Tahoe Hockey Tournament MVP. And that one I was proud of because I was like 28 when I got it.
I think like trophies awards that you get as an adult can stay around for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I think trophies, unless it's like a Grammy, I think they're strange.
Like, they're accolades. I don't know.
Remember you said you had a trophy once and I was like, how? You don't even like sports.
Oh, I had so many sport trophies. Yeah, I had a Letterman's jacket. How about that?
That was crazy.
Yeah. I was part of the team.
Friday Night Lights.
I was an athletic buff.
All right, that's the Rap Party Podcast for today. Loren and Roy and Nicole are off to a big meeting with Walter, our big boss. Good luck with that.
Well, I hear it's the buzz of the builder.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know why my shit's all over the streets, but it is.
It's not. It's not all over the streets. It's all over the building here, but yes.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah.
Like everyone in the radio station is talking about, but you know what?
Hold on. How do you know?
Because I went to the bathroom with No Limit Larry, and he was like, what's going on with Loren? And
people
I think
were trying
he was
to start
talking
a union. I'm just kidding.
Because I think everybody knows about it. I think the mandate has come down to everybody, but Loren is going to...
I'm the sacrificial lamb.
You're like an athlete.
No. This is the Mueller testimony. Everyone's excited to see what happens.
But no, you're like an NBA free agent who signed with two teams and they're waiting to see which, you know, how it's going to play out. Then you're going to be how everything else falls. So Miss Jessica's waiting.
Great.
She's going to be outside that door. All right. Well, anyway, thanks for listening to the Rap Party Podcast. And make sure you download the Internship Podcast and make sure you download the Daily Podcast.
See ya.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.